listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Friday morning.
Yay!
Friday, September 14th. Hard to believe that just 1 year ago, was gathering with colleagues here who were connecting with our brothers and sisters around Texas and the Southeast United States who were just in the immediate recovery after Hurricane Harvey had hit. What was it, about a week ago, 1 year, I believe. And so we have a chance to follow up on that today. It's, it sounds like it's still a long journey ahead for them in recovery. So we'll follow up on that. And how do you pray the Psalms?
That's a really good question.
And who do we ask for? Who do we talk to about that?
The expert.
Director of Worship for the LCMS Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, Pastor Wheaton, will join us in just a little bit. We had a chance to sit down and talk with him recently, and so we'll share that interview with you coming up in the second half. Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin, for supporting the Coffee Hour. You can find out more about them at CUW.edu. Joining us by phone this morning, Ryan Legler. He's a DCE Director of Worship and High School Youth at Memorial Lutheran Church in Katy, Texas. We had a chance to talk with him last year and share his very, touching story of how he and his family made it out after all the significant flooding following Hurricane Harvey. Ryan, thanks so much for joining us by phone this morning.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's good to talk to you again.
You are you serve Memorial Lutheran Church in Katy, Texas. You've been at Memorial for how long now?
It's been about 4 or 5 years.
So kind of new transplant to Texas, and only a couple years in, and experiencing life in a hurricane zone. and you shared your story with us last year on Faith and Family of that a very dramatic story of making it out after all the flooding hit. And we have that in our archives for our listeners to check out. If you haven't listened to it, listeners, go check it out and hear Ryan's story. It was a very touching story. I mean, the water was up over the entrance of your house, and I remember you sharing that trying to get your whole family out in that flood. Just what a dramatic story. What did after the floodwaters started to recede, what did the first 3 to 4 months of recovery look like for you in Katy, Texas?
The damage was pretty devastating for many people here in Katy. Personally, you start off going through all your stuff. first your thoughts are your family. You hit those basic needs. Is my family safe? Yes. Okay. We had people who took us into their homes. Do we have food? Yes. Emotionally, are we good? No, not really, but we're going to keep moving. Right. Mm-hmm. Then as that's happening, it's really just your physical stuff here that you keep going through, and it's almost you have to drag it behind you unless you can throw it away. We moved 3 or 4 times within the first month, just staying with other people who opened their homes to us. And moving is such a stressful time that to have to do that every week and a half and bring all your garbage with you. Just wears you down. And finally we got into a rental house, which was great to just kind of sit for a few days and leave the boxes where they were. But trying to unpack that and continue just throwing away your stuff because of mold and water damage. I think there comes a point where you just kind of say, hey, it is what it is. Throw it away if we don't, really, really need it. And let's move forward. And that's a really long process, too.
Yeah.
I think it took us probably 6 months to get to the end of that point we're still being drugged down by Harvey, by this hurricane, on and on and on. And it's such a disruptful thing to your life. Nothing is happening the way it used to. You're in a different home. You're struggling to find things that you think you still have, and it just really wears on you and wears on you. And I don't know, about 3-4 months in, you start to see there's still people who want to help, but those who weren't affected are going, oh, we're still hearing about these Harvey people. And, you know, and that's understandable. But you're still in the thick of it and just constantly looking to, is your family okay? Or, you know, and I have to get back, you know, to my job of caring for other people. While my family is moving forward. And so there's just this, it's almost like you're just stuck in a tornado or still a hurricane, just swirling around you of this constant waking up with boxes and trying to get back to normal life, but it seems impossible for such a long time. And skip past those 3-4 months when that 1-year anniversary came up, I think I've been holding on to a lot for myself and not letting myself release and grieve for what had happened, just because of that constant, how's my family doing? You know, am I still supporting them? Am I still doing my job at work? Am I still caring for other people? And really, I think it was, I sat down to write a thank you email to one of the families that took us in, and I just broke down thinking about what we've been through and just how weary I was from the past year. So yeah, it's a long recovery process. I think for our family, like I said, the first 6 months was kind of still making it through and trying to get back. The last 6 months has kind of been looking forward of where's our new home. We've been looking for, you know, a house for us to live in, whether that's renting again or buying. We kind of went into this rental home knowing we weren't staying. It was just a year to kind of get back on our feet. And so that's been kind of our focus for kind of the last 6 months is, all right, where do we go from here? And for our church, I think it's probably similar. The first 6 months, there was still a lot of care for the community. And the last 6 months has kind of been, all right, now where do we go? We had a lot of transition here at our church with a mission start. And lots of changes here. But where are we going? Where is God leading us? Where do we see him working that we can continue to join him on mission? And we've kind of pulled back to say, what are our values here with our congregation? And what are marks of a disciple? And so that's kind of where we're working. We just started in September of things like prayer. We're going to spend 2 months in prayer. And then we're going to go to service and spend 2 months on service. And just look at who is Christ calling us to be and as we are moving forward, we want to do that walking with Christ and making sure that that is our focus and not getting bogged down on the past or other things that pop up, but who is he calling us to be as his disciples?
You mentioned a lot of different facets of this process of moving through, going from just trying to process what happens to how do you move forward and how do you do that as a part of the church, in that part of the community. What are the needs of your community now that you're a year out from this? What are those needs that you're still looking at in your community and with your family?
Well, I think the families who lost their homes, who were disrupted. So there's kind of two groups, I think, or three. Those who were not affected with their physical things, the house, they didn't lose possessions. There's those that who lost their house and are out in a new location. There's those that had to go back into their homes and fix them up. And I think it was about the 1-year mark. A lot of those people who were back in their homes were starting to say, hey, we're done and we're kind of back on track. So the needs for us and Downtown Katy. We were kind of the first hit, I think the first to recover. I know Houston, there's still a lot of it that needs work. This past summer, there were a lot more mission trips and service projects that came down to help people. But a lot of us that lost our house are kind of just now jumping into the new home. So as far as needs, what could people help us with? I don't know that there's a lot that myself or my family are looking for. We're looking to get into a new house. We're looking to put down roots and get back to normal. It seems like an uphill climb, and there's this big lip at the top that's really hard to get over that bump to say, okay, now we're back to the status quo and we can move forward. As far as our community and our church, like I said, I think most of the recovery in Katy is coming to an end. For some people, it's just, let's move on. I think there's some people who would do good to maybe go through some counseling and just say, let me share about my experience and talk that out. So
especially
I can move past.
Especially now as the hurricane coming to the Atlantic coast, North Carolina, South Carolina. Ryan, thank you so much for the update. God's blessings on and you're in our prayers as you continue to move forward and rebuild there in Katy, Texas. Thanks for being our guest on the Coffee Hour.
Yeah, thank you, Andy.
Coming up in just a little bit, how do you pray the Psalms with Pastor Whedon right here on the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.